Mark chapter 5, verse 24. And I'll begin halfway through the verse. And much people followed him, that's Jesus, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Here we have a wonderful account of the Lord Jesus Christ healing a woman, a true story of something that really happened in history. And we meet her here in a situation where she is so desperate. She's been ill, afflicted with this terrible affliction for 12 years. But I want to take us back to begin with to 12 years previously, when she was first sick. And there, consider this, suddenly she is sick. Suddenly she has this plague, has this illness. And I have no doubt that this would have been suddenly a shock. But we see that she then, over those 12 years, goes to the different physicians, different doctors, looking for a solution to her problem. Immediately she's sick, and she's thinking, right, now I need to find a solution. And I believe that in that immediately she was ill, after the astonishment, she would have looked and thought, well, there's hope. I can go to the doctor. They will cure me. She had that hope that she would be okay. She would be fine. And so over those 12 years, she goes to one physician, one doctor after another. Now we might expect, well, surely the doctors would help her. Surely they would heal her. Surely at least they would make her better. At least a little bit better. But here it says that she suffered many things from these physicians. And instead of being made better, she was made worse. What an extraordinary situation to find herself in. Here she is, sick, she goes to the doctor, and as a consequence of going to the doctor, she's actually in a worse situation. And in the end, she spends all her money, and she has no hope left. And then she hears of Jesus, and she turns to, and she's surrounded by all these people, and nothing is going to stop her from getting to Jesus. It doesn't matter that there's this great throng around her. It doesn't matter that there's all these people surrounding Jesus. She is going to get to Jesus no matter what it takes, because she's heard of what Jesus has done. She's heard the name of Jesus. Suddenly she's heard about all these doctors, and they've done nothing for her, and she's only been made worse. And now she's heard of this Jesus of Nazareth. She's heard of one who heals, and she's going to press through to reach Jesus. And that's exactly what she does. She presses through to Jesus. And she says, if I could only just touch the hem of his garment,
I'd be made whole.
And that's what she does. And as soon as she touches his garment, power, virtue, power leaves the Lord Jesus and enters in her body, and she's made whole. And she's delivered from her affliction. And that plague leaves her. And we see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in healing her. And we see the wonderful love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see his great grace in the way that he says, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." All the tenderness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Lord, that he should say, "Daughter, go in peace." Such a tenderness. Such a precious tenderness of the Lord Jesus. Here we see the power of the Lord Jesus in healing her, and we see the tenderness of the Lord Jesus. Such precious love. But I wonder, tonight, do you find yourself in the same situation as this woman? I wonder if you are one who is afflicted. I wonder if you are at this time facing a crisis. You see, this woman was in a terrible crisis, and she looked for her help from the things of the world. And I wonder tonight, are you in a crisis? A crisis that has led you to look to the things of the world for your answer, for your hope. It may be family, it may be other things, anything to ease that crisis. Maybe there's that sense of trouble within your heart. Maybe there's worry. Maybe there's guilt. Maybe there's a sense of lostness, of despair, of depression within your heart. And you've looked to the things of the world to ease that depression, to ease that trouble which is in your soul. You say there's something aching within my heart. Something, I'm longing for that satisfaction, and you've looked for the things of the world to answer it. And you've been just like this woman, facing a crisis, looking to the things of the world for the answer. And if you're honest, you would say, "It's only made me worse. I've looked to those things. I've looked to the world for the answer. I've looked for hope in the things of the world, and it's only made me worse. It should have made me better, because that's what I thought it was going to do. But it's actually made me worse. I look to the things of the world, and if I'm honest, I can only say that it's made me worse." I wonder if that's what you're saying tonight. Because this is the experience of this woman. And the woman's, it says of the woman, she had heard of Jesus, and she was going to push through. I wonder tonight, will you push through to Jesus? The Lord Jesus Christ, who you have heard of, who you have heard of preached from this pulpit before, who you have heard spoken of by people who are close to you and nearby, that Jesus who you have heard of, will you press through to him and find him lifting that burden from you, that crisis, that trouble, where you have looked to the things of the world? He will lift you from that lostness, from that despair, from that depression, from that crisis that you find yourself in. He will lift you from it, and he will set you free. And he will touch you and heal you. And just as you touch the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing on him, so power will flow from Jesus into you, setting you free. And he will speak with those tender words, "Son, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague, that trouble in your heart, that affliction in your heart. That despair, that depression, that guilt will be gone. And he will say to you, go in peace. Where there was once that trouble and worry and concern and no sense of peace, instead there will be peace." But maybe tonight you say, "Well, I see here a picture and a real story of a woman who was in a terrible crisis. But maybe you say tonight that, well, I'm not in a crisis. Well, let me tell you tonight that if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in a terrible crisis. You're in a crisis far worse than this woman ever was in her physical situation. You're in a crisis that means that no physician can ever heal. A crisis that no physician can ever heal. It's only by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be touched. It's only by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be set free. It's only by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be delivered. Because the crisis that you find yourself in tonight is a crisis of your heart. It's a crisis of sin. You see, it is sin that separates a person from God. And that crisis that you find yourself in is an affliction that consumes your whole body. It consumes your whole soul and separates you from God, and means that you're under His condemnation, and it means that you're heading for judgment. That's the sort of crisis that you're in. It's a real crisis. It's a terrible crisis. And you can say, well, I'm going to look to the things of the world to deal with that crisis, that guilt, that shame, to block out the reality of sin, to block out the reality of guilt, to block out God convicting you of your sin. I'm going to block it all out because I'm going to look to the world. That will deal with it. Maybe you've said in the past, I know that I've felt the conviction of sin. I know what it is to have my heart troubled about my sin. Maybe you've said in the past that you know what it is to feel guilty about your sin. And you've blocked it out because you've gone to the physicians, you've gone to the things of the world to block it out. But you see, the crisis, the problem remains. And the problem of your sin remains. And the only answer is to press through and to touch the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this woman, she was brought to that lowest place where there was no other help. There was no other hope because she had exhausted her resources. She had exhausted all the money that she had. She had nowhere else to go. And tonight, I would urge you to run to the Lord Jesus Christ. To realize that your resources have been exhausted because there is nowhere else to turn. And to press through to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to turn from trusting in the things of the world. You see, this woman, she repented because she turned from trusting in the things of the world. She turned from trusting in the physicians. She turned from trusting in her own answers. And she turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. And she put her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, at the end, the Lord Jesus says this. He says, be whole of thy plague. Be healed of your plague. You see, tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a plague, and it's a plague of sin. And tonight you can be whole and set free from that plague of sin if only you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. What was it that made her whole? It was her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was her trusting in Jesus Christ, in what He had done ultimately what He would do upon the cross. And tonight, I wonder, will you put your trust in Jesus Christ and what He did upon the cross? Will you trust in Him? Will you trust that Jesus died for your sin? Will you trust that there is a way to be healed? There is a way to be set free? And it's by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that He died for you. Those tender words that the Lord Jesus says to that woman, daughter, go in peace. You see, tonight He wants to speak so tenderly to you. He wants to speak and say, go in peace. All that guilt, all that shame, all that affliction of the heart, all that worry, all can be gone in a moment, the moment you put your trust in the Lord Jesus. All the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the cleansing power, flowing to you and washing you clean of all your sin and all of your guilt and that condemnation, all washing you clean, all the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, flowing from him and into you, and all the tenderness as he speaks to you as his child, speaks to you and says, go in peace. I wonder tonight, will you see that you've been trusting in the things of the world, trusting in the things of the world for your peace, trusting in the things of the world to give you satisfaction, and realize that they will never do that. They will never give you that peace. They will never give you that satisfaction. They will never deal and block out the reality of sin. They cannot do that. And so will you do as the woman did and press through to Jesus? Don't worry about what anything else, but say, I have got to press through to Jesus. I have got to get down on my knees in confession of my sin. I've got to try cling on to him and believe on him. Will you do as the woman did and press through to Jesus? Because the moment you press through to Jesus, you will be made spiritually whole, set free from sin, and know him speaking to you, saying, my child, you have been made whole. Amen.
Let's sing 354 in Redemption Hymnal 354, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Thank you.